The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
And I'm inside with Let's Talk Cancer. All right, that's the segment where we're going to have Dr. Mariama Allen of the Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society, also a cancer survivor herself, and she's our global hero of hope. All right? So with that being said, I just want to remind our listeners that if you're looking for a supermarket that has it all, visit Food Shoppers Supermarket at 121 Eastern Main Road, Arima. Enjoy secure parking, spacious aisles, unbeatable prices, and friendly staff. Open daily, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Follow at Food Shoppers 251-4016. Food Shoppers Supermarket, where everyday low prices meet real convenience. Good morning. Good morning again, Trinidad. Good morning to you, Dr. Allen. Welcome to the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Davey. How are you?
I am good. And thank you so much for joining us here this morning as we are talking Let's Talk Cancer. So first and foremost, let me congratulate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't think I would ever be able to imagine what it is like to be diagnosed. One, with cancer, as opposed to be reaching the stage of being a survivor. So, if you would like, you know, to tell us a little bit about what the Cancer Society in Trinidad and Tobago has been doing, your position there.
Right. So, thanks again for having me. I am, as you said, a cancer survivor. My cancer is multiple myeloma, which is a cancer of the bloodstream, the blood and the bone marrow. I like to refer to it as the lesser-known sister of leukemia.
Mm.
Yes. So I was diagnosed in 2018, completed my definitive treatment in 2019, and since then I've been involved with the Cancer Society. So this year I have the very great honor of being awarded as the Global Hero of Hope 2025. And I just want to explain a little bit what that means. This is all part of the Global Relay of Life, which is an initiative of the American Cancer Society, and we know that is a very big organization with worldwide reach. So Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society, this is our third year that we have been partnered with the American Cancer Society. And what that does is it not only gives us more legitimacy, but it gives us more international reach, open to more resources for fundraising, for research, and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this partnership is able to support patients who are going through their journey, and the patients and survivors as well. And even those who have not been successful and have to now have hospice care at Vita's house. So this is really big, being able to partner with the American Cancer Society. So as part of this Global Relay of Life, what that is all over the world. I mean, there are about 1,200 events in over 35 countries worldwide. And it's the biggest international fundraising event right now, where different countries would put on, whether it's a relay, an event, or something to bring awareness, to raise funds, and just get together and support and celebrate our survivors and those who are going through the journey. Yeah. So this year, we're really excited that we have an incredibly big event. So I'll pause here in case you have questions for me.
Well, you know, that's really good. And again, congratulations. And I'm happy that all the work is being done in the research of cancer and getting persons healthy again. Now, if you can tell me with the Cancer Society, if there are any conversations, symposium, conventions, summits, anything like that, that can tell persons, you know, some of the do's and don'ts, because we understand that cancer cells exist in our body. However, there are foods and there, you know, what triggers it? This is what some of the questions, I believe, I and all myself would love to know. What are some of the triggers?
Well, we know in some cases cancer is a lifestyle disease. So we always, as a society, we encourage making sure you exercise, healthy eating, making sure you're getting your vegetables, your clean proteins, non-processed food. We're going to want to keep down the oil and the fried and the overly processed food and the fast food, which, you know, us Trinidadians love. But maybe sometimes, in spite of all the good things you're doing, including your exercising, you're eating well, you're getting your frequent recommended screening, women getting their pap smears and their mammograms, men getting screened for prostate cancer, you're doing your colonoscopy. Sometimes, in spite of all of that, we do have occurrences of cancer, and we never find a reason. I think if we can find that switch, what exactly causes cancer, David, you'd be a very rich man, I think.
Well, anybody, yeah? I mean, I often wonder to myself, what caused it? How can, but you know, based on what you're saying, it's simply, you know, living right to the best of your ability.
Exactly.
At one time, I always believe if it's destined for you, it will happen, despite what, you know.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, sometimes, because persons, I know persons, for example, my father was a chronic smoker. I don't smoke, but he used to smoke, and he didn't get lung cancer.
Right.
He had prostate cancer. So it started in a different part. And it was really, really strange. Ironic, according to the doctors, you know, that he smoked so much, but he didn't get lung cancer, you know.
And I know people who never in their life who got lung cancer.
Exactly so.
Mm-hmm.
So, we really have to take care of our bodies, you know, look at ourselves, make sure that we are doing everything above board to the best of our ability to ensure that we, you know, have these lifestyles that accommodates. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Yeah, good morning to you, Maria.
Good morning.
Yes, I'd just like to add my 2 cents to your health session. I am in my 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I have never gotten drunk. I have never done alcohol, never drugs. I don't eat any meat, flesh, and not even eggs. I exercise. I plant a piece of garden still in my 70s, and that's my testimony to anyone who is listening. And I must add, if there were 10 people in my village who I went to school with in my age group, 8 of them had passed away, and they all used to drink alcohol and smoke cigarettes and so on. I detest the smell of cigarette smoke. You know, I don't inhale that. I cannot inhale that. And that is what life is about, being healthy, eating. When you're young, you know, you treat your body well and nourish your body so that in my age group now, you will live off of that you put in when you was young, you know, and things like that. So I think I would definitely like to add that to my testimony.
All right, thank you very much, Doc.
Yeah, I would really like to congratulate that gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Really powerful testimony of good living. Sounds like he's maintained activity even till now.
Mm-hmm.
And his good, healthy eating. Some people are proponents of a vegan or a vegetarian lifestyle. Some are not. But the thing is, even if you do all those things and you do have a health challenge, the doctors are always much more encouraged if you are otherwise healthy, if you are fit. if there are no other comorbidities. These are the patients who tend to do much better.
Indeed so. So some of the advice that you would like to share for persons that are currently diagnosed with cancer, what sort of advice would you like or support does the Cancer Society lend to these individuals?
Yes, we have a survivors network. And the survivors network, even though people think survivors mean that you've gone through the journey and you've come out the other side, survivorship starts from the day of diagnosis. So we have a survivors network. We're very active. We meet often online and sometimes in person. And we do things like psychological support. We support each other because sometimes it's always easier to share your journey with somebody who is going through or has been through that same journey. And this is what we offer. As far as treatment goes, I'm sure you've seen on the road the Cancer Society bus that picks people up and takes them to their treatment. And that has been ongoing for years, courtesy some very beloved and blessed benefactors. Cancer Society also offers screening at very, very low cost. So you ladies can get their pap smear, they can get their mammogram, you can see the doctor, get gentlemen get their prostate screening. They also do the FIT test, and that is a test for, a screening test for colon cancer, where it looks at the stool sample to see if you have anything concerning, such as blood in the stool. And all of these things are offered at very, very low cost.
Interesting. Let's talk a little bit about signs and symptoms that one can find themselves in that can really lend to credibility that you should screen for cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you said, as was mentioned earlier today, we had another segment before you, and what happened, they say most of the times when you get diagnosed, it's because you're far afield, you're further afield than you think. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, what are some of the thoughts on this? You know, if you're experiencing these symptoms, maybe you should go get screened, you know?
Right. I always say listen to your body. In my case, in the terms of multiple myeloma, there is no red flag symptom per se, but it's just a series of very different things. Your blood count may fall low, so you become very tired. You may find changes on your skin, new rashes you never had before. Are you having swelling of any particular area? I was having swelling of my ankles. So instead of ignoring symptoms and signs that your body is showing you, you must have a relationship with your doctor, your family doctor, a GP, so that if anything at all in your body starts to change, you're on top of it. Do not ever ignore a new symptom. New onset headaches, easily fatigued, you're feeling tired, you used to be able to run up this step and now you can't. Changes in your bowel habits. That is something that especially young men, we are finding more and more young people being diagnosed with colon cancer. So if you find you have changes in your bowel habits, you're having more frequent stools, or you're having issues of constipation, you need to have a conversation with your doctor. Ladies, if there is any strange change in your monthly cycles, have a conversation with your doctor. So basically, because there's such a wide range of cancers, the take-home message is any change in your body, you need to have a conversation with your doctor.
So basically, listen to when your body speaks to you, because
our
at the end of the day,
marvelous. Yeah.
They tell us the story.
They tell us a lot. We just have to listen.
Wow, interesting. So with that being said now, the different types of cancers that exist in society, that you can, you know, off the top of your head at this moment, if you do have the data there, can you share that with us?
Unfortunately, we don't have a national cancer database, which is something the Cancer Society and the Ministry of Health are having discussions about. So in terms of numbers and incidents, we just don't have those details. But we do know that we have a very heavy prevalence here of breast cancer, ladies with breast cancer,
mm-hmm.
as well as gentlemen with prostate cancer. The unfortunate thing with gentlemen with prostate cancer is that men don't like to go to the doctor.
That I can tell you.
Yes, and there have been so many horror stories spread around about what a prostate examination involves. And so many men, even if they go to the doctor, they shy away from having that examination done. But that, having the examination done, along with having the blood test, PSA, is very important. So we have breast cancer, we have prostate cancer. As I mentioned before, we have colon cancer. We have so many different cancers in Trinidad and Tobago right now. And one of the things we have that I think the incidence is rising, just because it falls in my field, is childhood cancers as well. Right? Mm. So parents also need to be quite vigilant with their children, make sure they have a relationship with a pediatrician who can pick up any changes in the child in terms of new symptoms.
I want to thank you very much. I mean, that is some great information. If persons need to get in touch with the Cancer Society, how can they reach you?
Right. So the Cancer Society, we're on Dundonald Street, just next near the Savannah. And people can walk in. They can get all the information. There's also a Facebook presence and an Instagram presence that you can get information on. Otherwise, what we would really like is people to come to our Relay for Life event this year, which is the Batting Against Cancer event, where we have regional, local cricketers who will be lending their time. And that's on July the 19th at the Queen's Park Oval. So we like people to come down, fellowship with us, have fun with us, bring your coolers. $120 for adults, $100 for children. And it's just great to raise awareness, raise funds for the Week of the Cancer Society, and meet some of us and get a lot of information.
Indeed so. I want to thank you very much for sharing your time this morning with us, you know, really talking about this dreaded disease. And once diagnosed with cancer, is it that you're done for? In layman's term, is it that you can start making arrangements, or?
Absolutely not. And this is my role as the 2025 Global Hero of Hope, to spread the message that cancer is no longer a death sentence. And you can live a very active, productive life even after a diagnosis of cancer. There is always hope. There is always someone to support you. There will be rough days. Sometimes the outcome may not be what we want. But what we aim for every single day is the best quality of life that person can have.
All right. And I thank you very much, Dr. Allen. Do have yourself a very productive day ahead. And I guess we will be chatting with you again soon.
Thank you so much for having me, Davey.
All right. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.